Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
I sing up my daughter. Hello there, hi.
Yes.
Yes, sir, welcome.
Man of God, are you still here?
I am still here, sir.
Yes, what I want to say is that this road of faith is very difficult to deal with a strong heart. As you said, the walk of a believer.
Mm.
The flesh is always fighting to the spirit. That my spirit is in a different place and my flesh is in a different place.
I hear you.
And it's deadly and appreciate if you can pray for me because these two things are at war with myself. I'm speaking with Sunny Boy and Sanga at night. I'm really trying by all means to succeed.
Sunny Boy, yes, I hear you. And then let us acknowledge it is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Living Father. And I pray in the name of Yahushua Mashiach, let him be able to guide you through and carry you. In all those battles, in all those difficulties, in all those forms of impossibilities, let him guide you and take care of you and see you through. Let him give you strength and courage to rise up again in whatever situation that you are in. And I thank him because he's able to save, he's able to guide, he's able to protect. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Yaipendula, Imitanda Zashonga, and Kupuga Safe Groups. Hey, man, I used to produce these guys. Yo, yeah, yeah. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
My brother.
Sawona Budwami. Sawamgela.
Kuse no pastor Khatere no pastor Chablan Dominic lapho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eh brother, ngizocela ngokubonga ku Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
Namanya amabandla nama businesses.
Mm.
Asizayo ukuzakhamuzi zase East Fabric.
Yeah.
Namelodi.
Yes sir.
Ezilahlekelwe izindlu ngenxa yezikhukhula.
Hey madodoti.
Nathi masakhulekise, my brother.
Mm, mm.
Yeah. And the topic, the work of believers.
Yeah.
First, we must get rid of our destructive behavior, brother. Mm. And removing ourselves from friends who are a bad influence in our lives.
Yeah.
Because we must grow spiritually, my brother.
Absolutely.
Sizokwenza lokho ngokuvumela i-leadership yomoya engcwele. As believers, we must walk in wisdom.
Mm.
The only wisdom is to empower ourselves with the word plus prayer.
Yes.
Mm. As believers, if we are serious about our walk with Jesus Christ and our growth must be nesikhathi sokudumisa uJehova ngaphandle konke.
Yeah.
Masihlale kukhololethu, holding firmly to our faith.
Mm.
We must approach the throne of grace with confidence and we will find grace in times of need. We must allow God's holiness to touch our lives. And we are to fear God. We have Brother Ray.
Mm.
umntana namthumele university bomkhulisa ngezinto kufundaza.
Yeah.
Uze tefika lapha kwenziwa ngoba iziningi lingo lapha university.
Mm.
Yeah. Kepha manje sechake nezwi akhulise ngalo uzothi noma ewele soning azi ukuthi I am wrong ngalama decision
engiwathethe.
Yebo, into okufanele ngiyenze ukuguqa ngikhuleke ngoba azi ukuthi Jesus Christ is our high priest.
Mm.
Who was also tempted by the devil.
Yeah.
So we have access to his grace at all.
Mm.
Okugcina our walk is kufanele sifondele kuJehova sizithobe phambi kwakhe.
Ngempela.
Masibe nokuthula sibe nezithelo ezinhle.
Mm.
Nesihawu my brother.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother. UNkulunkulu akubusise nabafowethu lapha. Awuthi ngiyekele idatha yaphela manje brother.
Eh, ngiyabonga mngani wami ukuthi wangifaka nami nongicishile.
Ushilo lento ulento pasakhathi wathi. Ngiyabonga to God be the glory.
All the time ngiyabonga mngani wami, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you sir. Awuzeke. Yeah, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And some WhatsApps have come through, hey? Some WhatsApps have come through. This one is from Wayne Kobega saying, greetings, Titus 2:7. In all things, show yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility. We should have one pattern that we learn from our Lord Yeshua and be stable, not ever changing, showing all signs of being led by the Spirit of the Father. Shalom. 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 Shalom, my friend. And here's another one. This is Jane. Jane says, hi, Pastor. Good to hear your voice. We must be humble in the eyes of the Lord if we hear his cloak without blemishes. We must wear it. We walk in his ways, and we of God must be like him, not to hurt and push, but to bring to the kingdom. Wow, Jane, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And here's another one. This is from Leonard Chiwara saying, hi, Pastor Ray and your panel. Great topic. The walk of the believer is the conduct of someone who calls him or her as prescribed in the Bible. Joshua 1:8, Psalms 119 verses 9 and 11. A walk of being led by the Holy Spirit, walking uniformity to the image of Christ. It's Pastor Chiwara from Zimbabwe, Bulawayo. God bless you. Thank you, Muruti. God bless you, Pastor Chiwara. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. We are talking about the walk of believers. What it is even all about.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Absolutely, you should have by now.
Pastor woman, asibingelele, asibingelele abalele be radio pulpit umsakazo tindzaba lithokotisako. Yitsonga iri isitishi shamahungu leyo kwetsima Jesu Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Manje ke mfundisi wami, noma thina abantu sinama diploma, sine certificate, sine zambatho. Sibe nezikhundla emabandleni, sibe ngabefundisi, sibe ngabo bishopho. Kodwa la ekuhambeni la kufike kube khona inkinga la. Ngokuba asihambi ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Sihamba ngokwekwezwe njengabantu basezweni. Manje ke la kufike kuhlusu kukhethwe khona lana ke mfundisi wami la kuhambeni kusinalo likholwa leli asilona kholwa leli sasihleli nje singabobaba nomunye ubaba bese kagacela isikhundla sobufundisi ngenxa yezimali manje ke umunye umama okeza la phakathi kwethu ke la ujike uyakhishini lo mama lo uyahambeke lo mfundisi wamukana ngamehlo mfundisi simphekile manje ke ile ndlela laphila ngayo manje sabona ukuthi ukukholwa kuyinto le ingekho ukuthi nabantu ukuhamba kokholwa kusase into le nzima kakhulu mfundisi kodwa une diploma unesambatho isifaye manje unesikhundla manje kuyahlupha lokho mfundisi kona kusikhathaza kakhulu kanti mama pastor
kanti mama mfundisi amina bathi une diploma kodwa mehla khaya kichima mehla khaya kichima. Lex, or Lex is making a correction there. Lex, let me go back to what you read there. What you wrote, okay. Oh man, what is good and what does God require? Yes, Lex, thank you for the correction. Let me just read it again, Max, Lex, to your satisfaction. Hear, oh man, what is good? What does God require of you? That you act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That is Lex there. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for correcting it. All right. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, I need to hear as to how you feel about the aspect of the walk of believers. The walk of believers. How do you feel about that? And we will be doing that as we're playing songs as Mnandi. All right. Tatana Josepha Nwamba, I'm going to play a song that you're going to like so much. Now, Jabu, let me bring this to you also. In Galatians, okay, we end in Lucipole. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you have, with which you were called. I, therefore, the prisoner of faith, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Walking worthy of the calling that is upon our lives. The walk of a believer is a walk that is worthy of the calling that is upon their lives. Jabu, what's your take there?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, that's the walk of a believer. We are to walk in the manner that really, pleases God, you know, and that also really resembles God in the right way. So that is what I was saying at first, that we don't need to be people who are proclaiming ourselves as children of God, as preachers of the gospel, as the called of God, but our walk should speak louder than, you know, like what we say it is. So, but when we start to really ukapela indlela yethu ukuthi iqonde phambi kaNkulunkulu and iqonda kanjani ngokwezwi lakhe, so when we take heed his commands, his instructions, and keep them and do as it pleases, then indlela yethu iyaqonda phambi kaNkulunkulu. Nabantu, when they look at us, abasaboni uJabulani nje, babona uNkulunkulu, babona indodana kaNkulunkulu iphila phakathi kwami, and nabo they even come to a point where they say, I need this Jesus, my brother. I need this God that you said, because of they are looking at the walk. So that is why we've been called, you know, in a special way. That is why we cannot just conduct ourselves in any how we please or according to the desires of the flesh, you know. But because we represent God here on earth, we are to really be careful how we walk. As I was also even saying at first, that as we walk to Christ, that we are also expected to walk. Also, Ulex was quoting also a very powerful scripture in Micah 6:8 there. That God, he says, you know, he's made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what the Lord is requiring from you. To act with justice, to treasure the Lord's gracious love, and to walk humbly in the company of your God. To walk humbly, not like with pride. In other words, not to, like we, the people who conduct ourselves in the way that other people are going to feel small, or feel rejected, or feel not acceptable. But we walk humbly so that people can really be drawn into this very God that we serve, and this Lord that also we obey, you know. That is how we are. That's the walk of a believer, is full of humility, not of pride.
Now, check this out. This is from one of our brothers. He says, "But we command you, brothers, in the name of our Master Yahushua, Messiah, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which you received from us. For you yourself know how you ought to imitate us, for we were not disorderly amongst you." Thessalonians, that is 3 verses 6 to 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 6 to 7. How amazing, how beautiful. Just saw this on my timeline. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this. Send us a WhatsApp, also on a voice note. Tell us about the walks of believers. Are we walking the way we are supposed to?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Mabongi Mabaso there, Tama, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322, or even 012-333-8699, just in case.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Dumelang Mroti, Lena Laka Kizoleka.
Hi, Zoleka. Hi, Makatini.
Yes, I am listening to your show here, which says that what is the walk of a believer? And accordingly, in Philippians 2, verses 3, the Word of God says, we must do nothing out of vain conceit, but in humility we must consider others better than ourselves. Which means, we must always look at other people as if they are better than ourselves. Ngoba, in humility is all about service. And that is what we Christians have to think around. We are here to serve, to represent the kingdom of God as ambassadors, and to think beyond our own desires and fleshly needs and all these things, so that we cannot get contaminated by the things of the world. That is how I think the work of a believer revolves around. So, Jay, and I've heard most of the people who have been talking about humility, because that is the first character that we need to have. And most of us, we lack that character. And I think we need to pray very much to walk humbly with our God. Thank you. My name is Zoleka. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Zolega. God bless you too. May the Father bless you. Yehua, Elohim, may he bless you abundantly, my sister. Thank you so much for bringing in the reproof also. You know, to say the aspect of humility, which is to view others as better than yourself, seem to be something that goes missing. So we should pray and repent and look into that. I accept that we should look into that. Personally, we should look into that, all of us. All right. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. It is 23 minutes over the hour 6, and of course we are together till 7. We started at 5, and it has been a blissful, beautiful one that we look into the walk of believers, the importance of it, and what the word says. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 2 says, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Yahuwah for a sweet-smelling aroma." Walk in love. Eish. Sipo, ngiyazondwa lamalanga yong. Umuntu thatha ubuzalwana athi ngibeka leceleni bese akuzonda kushaye ngenye inhlamba ezokuyenza ukuthi uqhaqhazele unyaka wonke ngathi umshefana. And it's so bad, you know, that the aspect of walking in love, there's so much fight amongst us. I so wish we reconcile. You know, we reconcile. And reconciling, you don't throw away the things you fought about. You sit down and resolve them.
Exactly.
Sit down and resolve them. And in resolving them, resolve them with the intention and purpose of bringing peace.
Yeah.
Not to prove a point that, you see, I was right all along. No. But to bring peace.
Exactly.
To say, yes, I was hurt. Yes, I was broken. Yes, I was offended by this and this and this and this. But I realized the most important thing is our peace. And once I walk in that joy of the Father, I know I am strong. For the joy of the Father is our strength.
Yeah.
Tipo.
And it's true indeed, from this, most of the ministers that I knew now, for me, after the anger, and they always treat about against each other. And the Lord will say, who let a hatred among us. And remember, we are called to love. When you walk here, it has to be in love. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, often the number OT, walk continuously in love. That is, we value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfish seeking the best for others. In other words, it is true for the security, we need to stop the haters. In other words, you need to repent, because our work should be in love. Lokhlukana khona emabandleni, lokucwasana nokuba nama group, lokuba nabantu behlase elithile, it must not be our culture in the body of Christ. There is no church that is better than the others. We are the body of Christ. Gama denomination from this, anabantu babo, utu Paul, omunye ngapholo mina ngonga Paul. UPaul wafela abantu. Thina sifela uChrist.
Let
us be centered in Christ.
It's very important. The aspect of love, it's very, very much important.
Exactly.
That we walk in it. For love is a form of life view, perspective.
Yeah.
And it is also an ideology that one should follow, walk in.
Look at what you inform.
Absolutely. Verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 5. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. A walk of a believer is a walk of being circumspect. In other words, you are cautious. You don't just gallivant. You know? Yeah, kumbula le yango maleana seangu seanyo vatina seange natina. That's a very careless walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your walk is circumspect. You make sure that you don't become a stumbling block for others. You make sure that you don't make stumbling blocks for others. You make sure that others are pleased and they see their Father in you. When you walk cautiously, circumspectly.
Yeah.
In the wisdom, which means in the Christ himself, who is the wisdom of the Father.
Yeah.
Hey, Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, I really love that one, because it really calls us to really know that in our walk, we are not just alone.
But
there are many people that we are walking together with. So then we are to be careful that in our walk, we don't cause others to stumble. So let not my walk be a stumbling block for my fellow believer. Much as also my fellow believer's walk should not be a stumbling block for me.
Yeah.
That is why there is in Ephesians 5:15 says we are to walk circumspectly. In other words, we are to consider our ways.
You know,
like something that you know that it's going maybe to really like hurt another believer or mislead.
Yes.
Or like misinform, you know, or indoctrinate. You shun from those things or you remove those things. That is how to walk. We are to really be considerate. Be the people who know kunabanye abantu abasibhekile. Kunabanye abantu, you know, like abahambayo together nathi. Abanye babo mhlambe abekho ezingeni esikulona, you know. So that is why we are to be considerate. That's why even the scripture speaks about, you know, like the word being rightfully divided. So that the body can be nourished, like the flock can be fed and be able to grow equally. So also let us be considerate in our walk. Let us not futhi yaguguzela, iyavuselela. So that, you know, abantu bakhule enkosini nasendleleni yabo noNkulunkulu, ohambeni labo noNkulunkulu, bakwazi ukuthi beze kumnandi nenjabulo njengoba nami ngizwele kumnandi ohambeni lwami noNkulunkulu.
Absolutely. It's very important to look into those things. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 and 012-334-1322, and let's hear what you say with regards to this. There are aspects that one looks into, and then you can say without a doubt that indeed there is need for a rechecking of walks. There is need for rechecking of walks. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. The WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
All right, Mr. Mac. Mr. Mac has sent a WhatsApp. That is Pumi Makatini. A KZN says, love one another as I have loved you. And if there is love amongst you, they will know that you are coming from me. This great and first commandment of the law exudes, affirms, and conceptualizes what you call it, righteous requirement of the law. Thanks so much. That is Pumi Makatini in KZN. Pumi. Wonderful observation there. Blessings to you, Pumi. And here's another one. This is from Wayne Koberga saying, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 1, 16 to 17. Wash yourself and be clean. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of the orphans. Fight for the rights of widows. We also see the good example of the Good Samaritan when he helps the man on the roadside. Shalom. Thank you so much, Wayne Koberga there. This is Vuyelwa Nongoma says, keep your minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper, and God who gives peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Wow, beautiful there. Right, we are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And much of the times, we always get the very aspect of different views. Of what it means to walk a walk of a believer. We really need to understand this. Give us a shout, let's hear.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Oh, that's a beautiful song there. Marvin Sapp, an old one, I should say, but still beautiful. Deeper, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The time has just gone on to 22 minutes to the hour 7.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Now, the word also tells us in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. We must walk in Yahuwah Elohim. We must walk in Him just as we have received Him. We must walk in Him. Jabu, what do you say about this? Jabu Mlahlekile. Sipho, wena. Sipho, Ujabu, ubuyile Jabu.
Yeah, no, I'm back.
Okay. Ngoba uSipho beka pendula already. Sipho, to walk in Christ just as you have received Him. What does it mean? Yes, sir.
It means from this Christ is our truth. Remember, to Jesus, I'm the truth. In other words, we have to walk in Christ. In other words, our walk should reflect the character of Christ. Christ Jesus was full of love. Mm. And love, it's our uniform, and Christ, He is
love, yes,
our blessed hope of glory. When people, they see us, they must see the hope that there is a better thing that will still come to their life. But though I so wish I can receive the same master that we have. Why? It is because we become the source of the hope, because we have Christ being the blessed hope of glory in us. So we have to walk after the footstep of Christ, embracing the mind Christ of you.
Absolutely there. I concur. I agree. Right. And Jabu, what comes to mind? Walk in a manner that is Christ, just as you received Him. In other words, just as you received Him, walk in a manner that others will receive Him. Just as you received Him, walk in a manner that others will also receive Him. Not in a manner that others will reject Him. Walk in Him just as you received Him, in a manner that others have received Him. In a manner that others will receive Him. What's your take there?
Yes, indeed. You know, when we walk, other people are supposed to really, when they look at us, they must see Christ.
Mm.
There is something that the Apostle Paul says, which is, you know, see mwati efundekayo. So it means omunye nomunye kumele azi ukuthi uyincwadi efundekayo. So it's either uyincwadi ke efundeka kahle noma kabi. So but as children of God, the work of a believer ukuthi ube incwadi efundeka kahle ukuthi abantu mabe kufunda badonseleke kuChrist. Abantu mangabe bekufunda bathande uChrist, bamfune lo Jesu, you know, because they see Him in you. I don't know if you've ever listened to people speaking about believers. I have, my friend. You know, like as I was at home, so we were burying, you know, at our family, you know.
And then, I remember, man.
Yeah, in the cemetery. So I was listening to these brothers speaking, you know. It's young brothers, you know, it's long I've been at home to interact with the generation that is there now. But I was listening to their conversation speaking about Abazalwane. And it was, we were praying on Sunday. So now they were speaking about Abazalwane, which, you know, Mina, I once went to church once. And ngaya lapana ngafika kwabiza imali ngaze ngaphumela ngaphandle ngabuyela kwabiza imali angifikanga ngabuyela.
Hey, my daughter.
So, my hey. Friend, I'm listening and I'm saying, this is how we are painting the picture of the God we serve and the Lord that we follow. So, which is very wrong. So, we are supposed to be in what the Fundega, which abandon Mother's Pega, as we are saying according to Colossians, which is in the manner that we have received Christ.
Yeah.
So, as we represent the God through Christ. You know, also just to add, the last one in Romans 13:13, it says, let us walk with decency. As in the daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual impurity and promiscuity, not in quarreling and jealousy. This is the right walk of a believer, you know, with decency. You know, like Sisoni Pege, Gubenezota, Abantu, Babone, Unkulunkulu, Enkambweni
yethu. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Abantu Babone, Unkulunkulu. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Brother, njani?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Sikhona ubaba Jacob la eNesia.
Baba Jacob ngiyakwamukela.
Yeah. Ukukholwa ku kavazalwana kufanele ukuthi niteta uChrist. Yeah.
Yes.
Nayindaba uPaul makhuluma kaba kabathe Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
Yeah.
Uthi kungaphumi into ingcolileyo. Emlonyeni wenu.
Yes.
So lokhu kukhomba khona uChrist.
Yeah.
uPaul ma athushwa izenzo zabapostle chapter 14 I think 21 22 23. Afrika kuthi bamshaya ngamatshe abafundi bakhe bamzungeza wavuka. Wayima after death washumayela uthi umbusi wezulu singena ngosimingo. Angazange abathuki laba bantu bamshayile. Uyimiteta uKristu, uKristu wamuyenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. So, nathi mashi hamba ngale ndlela. Sifana noKristu.
Ya.
Yeah. Yeah. Nayini indaba manifanisa thina always sifika singono what. URahabe wabekeka angono masifunda kaMhebhreu chapter 11. Yithi vesi unihleziya ufana naKristu. Ngani na? Ukuthiwa yena uso angalunganga uso but usize u-Israyeli umazobheka kale ndawo wabasize. That's why ubhaliwe ukuthi waneni ulungile unihlezi yakufana neKristu. Kwimiteta kristu hayi ukuthi sizana ukuyenza njengoba uKristu ayenzile. UJehova tu khulisa ukholo wenu ukulunga kotazi bangathi sihlala sikhuleka Jehova nilungise anilunganga nokuthi wenyama ngicela unilungise ngicela amandla ningathuki ngicela amandla ningazondi ningahlebi ubona into enkulu Jehova angayithandile ukuhleba especially masihleba abazalwana akafuni nami kwabeni years ago umunye umfundisi wamkhuluma kabi nami nabajoin abantu you know one day uAbraham appear on my dream athi umuntu momba nangena esontweni ubizwa uNkulunkulu ubani wena nawo kumukristisanza
hey mara
ungamhlebi
ungamhlebi
so mani namanje ngiyasaba abantu bangakhuluma omunye umuntu ivela nimtoli o rather sithi wasingamkhulekisi
ya
then indaba isithi thina abazalwane abanye abantu sibona ukuthi bantu banedrobheni akhavarane intombazana uyazi uma ufuna ukuhlanganisa uthi asingikhulekisi wenze uthi asingikhulekisi asingikhulekisi lo muntu asingikhulekisi uJehova azomsiza lo muntu azokela into embi.
Yeah.
Ungajoyini into embi ayikhulumayo wena.
Yeah, man.
Niyabonga baba.
Enkomo nikhenzile. Niyabonga baba.
Niyakhetha baba.
Thank you, thank you. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. I will be playing this on the background though. And it's a beautiful song of Dr. Tumi. I will be playing it on the background. And of course, you can just enjoy it as much as you can. You can enjoy it just as much as you can. And also, remember that we are talking about the walk of a believer. And next week, we will be touching the issue of defilers. Let me just tell you now, because I'm touching it on several platforms there. So there's a possibility that we will be touching it live here, even live on stream, which means as we broadcast, it will also be on stream. People will be seeing it on the social networks. I think YouTube also will be seeing that. We will be touching that very aspect. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Good afternoon, my big brother. Shalom.
Shalom.
I hear what you are saying, Brother Ray. Without set apart spirit, we can't do these things. Remember when you read Masai chapter 2, in the book of Masai chapter 2, tell us funde from verse 43, and fear came upon every being. Listen this, na? And fear came upon every being, and many wonders and signs were being done through the emissaries, and all those who believe were together and had all in common. Get on in common, ne? And sold their possession and property and divided them among all as everyone may have needed. And they are day by day continuing day and day by day, they are one in mind. So, also tell you what, when you come gula mabandla la, you know, yazi ngikhuluma ngani. Abanye badlala kuyabona la plate ama four corners, la mahle la. Umunye bamfakela kule plastic, uyabona lela plastic le.
Yeah.
Yeah, bamfakele rice, bamfakele dombolo, you understand? Bamfakele lokudla, ishabanyana zakhona lezi. Engathi angazi ukuthi sishilo ke angazi ukuthi sinjani. And abo brother Ray uyalibona isaladi la khona ne plate lakhe uyalibona ukuthi le up to standard. Where is a set apart spirit among us, brother Ray? Uyenkonzweni uhamba nonkosikazi wakho, brother Ray. maybe nabantwana bakho or umntwana okay maybe nabantwana bayithu nangumzalwana uyandlula the same church namdlula mawufika inkonzeni uyamhaka which the spirit that you are having brother we need a set apart spirit in our heart and our mind must be full of the kingdom of Elohim. Yeshua, he must be our source.
Yes.
Shalom. My Aki, I know it's been a long time. Shalom.
Shalom, my brother. I missed you so much, my Aki, man. I missed you so much. JKM, Muruti Lohori, Koto Ibeluena, Leva Shanka Bamrena, Jabu Moholisi Po, a person who walks with God manifests the fruit of the Spirit as prescribed in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23, which includes love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in our daily interactions with others. We can manifest the fruit regardless of the circumstances we face because it's a product of the Spirit of God living in us. Those who walk with God obey Him no matter what, even when there was an easy way out, and be corrupted with temptations, they will still stick to God's plan. His instructions to live, walk in faith, it is possible, but only when you walk with Him. Jackie M. in the Val, thank you so much. Let's see, Mom, M-O-M, says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of the sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every day of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Galatians 5:22. Right, Vuyelwa Nongoma, keep your minds on whatever is pure. Okay, I read this one. And M.O.M., I want to say this then. If we are led by the Spirit of the Father, who should we call Him? And according to His Spirit, Niyegalapo. Sipho Nochabu, thank you so much. Your final words, let me give you 30 seconds each. Let me start with Sipho.
Thank you very much for the show. Let us continue to walk in love, in faith. Let's embrace the mind of Christ. Be led by the Spirit of God in whatever we do, in whatever we say. Love you guys.
God bless. Love you too. I still ask that question. If we are led by the Spirit, He will tell us who He is.
Yes,
and He will tell us His real name. Jabu, what do you say finally?
Ekugcineni, my friend, asambe njengokuba uKristu ahamba. That's the walk of a believer. And the Spirit of the Lord is there to guide us and to help us in this walk.
Right, and Michelle says, good evening on the second day of the week. Keep shining, my beloved, blessed brother. Keep the good works you are doing. Shalom. Masay. That is 17 verses 10, 11, 12, 13 to 14. Galatians 6 verses 1, right through up to 9. Shalom. Thank you so much. Joseph Anwamba, uhambe kahle, Pastor wami na uJehova abe nawe ngcine ne family yakho nakuwe makube njalo mfoka baba. Blessings to you. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. We really appreciate. Sipho, ngiyabonga puthi wami.
Ndondivuwa ngamanda.
Ha, kusebenze mining vele kuyavula ama language umuntu uba vele neyiphiwo zeyilimi. Siyabonga kakhulu. Hawu Nkosi yami. This is a good thing, Sipho. This is a powerful thing. God bless you amazingly. Jabu, thank you, my brother.
Much appreciation to God. All be the glory. God bless you, my friend, and my friend Sipho and all the wonderful listeners.
Hallelujah. God bless you, the both of you. May Yahuwah be praised at all time and be glorified. Siyabonga kakhulukazi. And Danko. Walk in the love of Yahusha HaMashiach. Danko, siyabong.
Amen.
Shalom. Danki. Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Be blessed throughout. Shalom.
If you need prayer, please send your request to
prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.